You are now tuned into Accelerate to Great Podcast with Nehemiah Davis, a podcast for aspiring and established entrepreneurs looking for their next level of greatness.
Welcome back to another episode of Accelerate to Great. Today we got internet marketer, online guru, CEO, set up my ass, CEO of the TrackFit Factory, Vince Reed, come to share with us a little bit of his story and literally just some strategies to help you guys get to the next level. You guys know I value information, but more importantly than valuing information, I value what you do with it. So as you guys know, guys, I spend an immense amount of money on my self-education and networking with some of the most finest and greatest people around the world. So today I'm bringing you this phenomenal brother, this amazing leader, an all-around great guy. So without further ado, I would like to introduce my friend, and mentor on Accelerate to Great, Vince Reed. How you doing, my brother?
Man, I appreciate you, my friend. I got to bring you out to introduce me everywhere I go.
Hey, listen, I'll gladly do it. So very excited to have you on here. The first time I had the opportunity to meet you, I didn't even meet you then. It's probably just a quick, hey, what's up, was at Funnel Hackers Live. And everyone's like, hey, you need to go talk to this guy. He's amazing. And I said, let me go talk to him very quick. So I just appreciate the value that you're adding to the world. And I appreciate you just inspiring people like myself to keep striving and setting the tone for what's possible for online marketers and just people who came from where we came from, you know, so.
Yeah, man, I do my best. And I appreciate you, man. I got a chance to see some of the things that you were doing, and I'm very impressed and proud of you. And, you know, let's just keep bringing it.
Let's get to it. So I don't want to go on the whole backstory, but tell us a little bit. I know some of the things that happened in your backstory with the market crash and various things like that. But share with us literally how you got into internet marketing.
I'll tell you something I never really tell a lot of people. In fact, I just did an ad, was just setting it up actually before we got on this call. And I was like, what can I tell people about my story that they don't know? And a lot of people don't know that I had to actually repeat first grade twice.
Wow.
Not twice, one time. So I went and had to repeat it again. I couldn't read till I was 7. I grew up in inner city LA. You know, I had my best friend, who was my brother, passed away 8 years ago. And he actually was the guy that, actually not 8 years ago. Man, it's crazy. It's been now, man, over that. But anyways, he was the one that first gave me insight on online marketing. I was in real estate, and he's like, man, you need to try this online marketing thing. And I'm like, man, you talking about that MLM stuff? I don't do that. That's like a scam. And I was like, I didn't want anything to do with it. So when he passed away, was when the market tanked in 2008, and they weren't hiring. I mean, unemployment rates were at all-time highs, and I went online, literally how to make money online. And I saw this thing about, you know, lead generation and marketing. And if it wasn't for my brother, had he not sparked that interest in my head and let me know that it was possible, I don't know if I would have taken it seriously. I might have had that same limiting belief. And I jumped in, I figured out how to basically drive massive amounts of traffic and how to provide value online. And I've just been all in, man, for the last decade, since 2008. And every single day I wake up, I'm just as excited as I was a decade ago.
And I think that brings it back to actually living on purpose, man. So getting the opportunity to live on purpose. So one of my favorite quotes, Vince, is once your mind is expanded to a new concept or idea, it's hard to go back to its original way of thinking. And what that meant for me is once you saw something that's possible, once you saw that, hey, I could drive traffic, I could make money, you literally go all in on it. So a little bit about me for those who you guys probably already know, but I got kicked out of high school, got kicked out of college, been fired from 10 jobs. But once I got fired from that last job, I made a decision that I was going to make entrepreneurship work or I was going to make it work. And my last job was working at a private airport, which was Atlantic Aviation, where I got to see everyday billionaires and multimillionaires literally get off their jets. So for me, Vince, I saw those people like, man, it is actually possible for me to create a similar lifestyle. So I really appreciate you just going all in. I really just try to encourage people to go all in on their dreams. A lot of people aren't necessarily making it, not because they're not good at what they do, is because they never made a mental decision that I'm going to go all in on our goals and on our dreams. So
I think it's like that in everything. Like I remember in college, I had a girlfriend that wasn't that good for me. And it was one of those relationships where we would get together, break up, get together, break up. And people live their lives like that with jobs. They hate the job. They stay in there. They hate the job. So one day I remember I just sat up in my bed and I was like, dude, do you want to be 40 years old, like with in this terrible relationship and hating life? And I ended it that day, never looked back, ended up meeting my wife and just things were great. It was better. Same thing with business. I remember when I didn't have anything, I'm like, what's the worst that can happen? I'm already in pre-foreclosure. I'm already don't have any money. Dude, just put your head down for a year and you'll make it happen. So how did I make money? I sold stuff on Craigslist. I hustled. I did odd jobs. I didn't have a car for a couple of years. I did things that the average person is not willing to do. So it isn't going to be easy, but it's possible. You just got to be willing to do again what the average person isn't willing to do. I tell people this, if you live your life basically avoiding pleasure and seeking pain versus living your life like most people, basically avoiding pain and seeking pleasure, okay, you're going to give yourself a dramatic edge over your competitors because you'll realize the things that you thought were painful weren't even that painful at all. And that's wow. Why when people have their backs against the wall, they always have the major breakthroughs. That's why you hear everybody's story and they say, oh, I didn't have anything. I was this and I was that. It's for a reason. They had no other way but to go except forward. A lot of times people are just so comfortable, right? You're comfortable. You don't have to change. Even though you may not have all the money you want in the world, you're still comfortable. You're eating. You got a roof over your head. You can get where you need to go. So there's no need for you to make that change. You have to act like you have nothing.
Wow.
That's really where it starts.
That's major. Comfort is the enemy to success. Like literally. So let me, so Vince, tomorrow you go broke, right? You back in that position 08, like things went bad or whatever year where you like, man, I lost it all. What is going to be the very first steps that you are going to take to build your business back up? We got a lot of people on here looking to get into marketing and I want to know some cut. It don't got to be cutting edge, but what are you going to do? I know you're marketing the proper way. You're marketing how you're supposed to market in 2018, 2019, right? Like the new age of marketing. What would you do? What would you do right now? You lost it all. You coming back on your feet like, yo, I got to get back in the game. What would be some steps you would take?
All right. So do I still have my know-how or am I like, don't know anything? I'm just like trying to learn what stage.
Give me both because we got two different listeners. We got the person who has the know-how, then we got the someone who's listening like, man, I'm gonna accelerate the great. I'm trying to learn how to get there quick. So give me a little bit of both.
So if I'm broke, I have nothing. I don't have the knowledge. I'm just getting started. I came here. I know that there's people that are making money online. Number one, I'm gonna liquidate everything that I have. So I have a lot of stuff around my home, a lot of things that you probably accumulated over your life that you could immediately sell. So I would do that to generate some cash. And then I would join some type of community, some kind of monthly community that provides some kind of general training where I could have a little bit of access to a few people that I look up to, a mirror. And then I would really get into reverse engineer stage, meaning go and see the kind of business I want and go all in. So for example, if the people that are watching you, Nehemiah, they like your business model, I would follow him and I would reverse engineer your model and I would try to create something similar and I would more importantly try to be your number one student. I think that there's a couple ways that you need, a couple things you need to be successful and you do need to have a strong network, right? So in order to have a strong network, you got to get out there and meet people. And one of the ways is to do that is to, for example, join your community. But from there to get on your side or to be in your real inner circle, they've got to almost be almost like a cheerleader for you, meaning they've got to get results, show up to the things, like show you that they're committed to learning from you. At that point, you already have an edge. Right now, at that point, once you've got the edge, you're in a place where you can gain knowledge, it's time to take action. And what I would do at that point is whatever skill set that I decide to go down, whatever path I decide to go in terms of business I'm going to create, at that point, I go find people that I can deliver the service to for free, all right? With one request. Hey, if I deliver the service for free, or if I help you with your business for free, or if I generate you leads for free, whatever it is, if I just get you a result, can I leverage those results at the end of this, right? I would do that, get the results. And then I would leverage those results to build my own business. I would say, hey, this is what I did for this person. And I would use the capital that I generated from my liquidation sale. And that's what I would do if I was had nothing. All right, so that's the plan if you have nothing. If I have my know-how, I do the exact same thing I just told you. Yeah. At the end, I would go find, but this time I would go find probably successful people in my niche market. So let's say like I'm who I am now. I know how to generate leads and how to build businesses. I would make a list of maybe, let's say 10 influencers or businesses, and I would go to them with the same thing. Hey, my name is Vince. I'm pretty good at lead generation. I want to generate leads for your business. All I ask is that if I get you good results, that you'll do a testimony and I can leverage it. And I would do the same thing. I'd start getting successful companies' results, and then I would leverage that result to get bigger clients.
Wow. Keys. And guys, as you're taking notes, because I know you might be driving in your car writing, please, he literally just gave you guys two business models. Number one, I built Circle of Greatness in that manner. That's what I did was I offered a free membership to join our community. Got 200-300 people in for free for a month. I gave them nothing but value. We did this for the first 6 months. But again, after your 30 days, it does, you do get billed. But we got hundreds of people in on the front end because we led with value first. So we were able to start that business with $50, just a flyer, and that's it, just to say what the tiers are, and then we added value. So I literally did exactly what you said. And then the second thing, what you said, which is key, I always talk about the give your gift away. So many people are so focused on how can I get money from the front end that they miss out on the back end. If you are so good at what you do, you can give that gift or service away, give someone results, and then they're going to come back. So guys, what Vince has just said, it sounds simple, but it's literally that simple, but it would literally transform your business if you're getting started, or transform your business if you're just getting in it, trying to figure out how you're going to do it. So right now, Vince, if you would have to go with one platform to build your business, what you going to do? Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, what's your favorite right now?
If you want, okay, so if you've got something that can, like, you could sell and get you paid today, it's always, in my opinion, better to use more of a direct response platform, and that's search traffic, something like Google or YouTube, because people are searching specifically right now for what you have to offer. Trust me, they're looking for it. The question that you have to ask yourself is, are they finding you? It's that simple. When people search for your product or service, are they finding you? So if you're using platforms like YouTube or Google, you can literally wrap your product around specific keywords, okay? And when people are searching for it, your product, their solution can pop up and they can buy it. That's gonna give you the fastest way to start generating revenue immediately. Now, if you wanna take your business to the next level, it really comes down to your personal brand. People talk about it all the time. And that's really what you're doing on social. Like, a lot of times people market on social media as if it's search traffic, and then on search traffic as if it's social media. So no one woke up on any social platform with the idea in their head that they want to buy anything from anyone. Ask yourself, when have you woke up and said, I'm going to go on Facebook and buy something?
Right.
You know, it happens, but the reason it happens is because people have built their brand, they've basically built those relationships, and then they're able to offer products and services. So what I would do is I would use Google and YouTube to sell directly. So I'm generating revenue, and then I would use the social platforms to build my brand, provide value for free. Then let people know, hey, if you got value from this and you want to dive deeper, go here. And be committed to that. So you're building your personal brand, which will allow you to really catapult your sales down the road. And that's the true power of social media.
Wow, that's great. Gems, like literally gems. And I appreciate that. What is your current favorite platform?
Man, again, like I always break them up into two, right? So if you're looking at, here's the thing, truthful, I look at all the platforms like a good, like an old school stockbroker, right? So if you talk to old school people, they're going to tell you to diversify your portfolio, right? They're not going to tell you go buy Facebook. They're going to tell you to buy, you know, maybe an index fund that has like a lot of the top companies, right? I look at marketing the same way. So I think it's kind of dumb for me to even tell you do this one or do that one. I use them all. But this is what I will tell you. If you're getting started, don't try to do them all. I'm basically giving you an oxymoron right now. But what I'm saying is, know them all, but when you get started, use the one that you feel most comfortable with. So let me give you an example. You can do large-scale media buys, right? There's media buy companies where you can go to get in. They're typically 15 to like 25 grand, and they will place your ads on websites that you've never even heard of. You'll be everywhere on the internet. If I were to tell you to go, if that was what I were to tell you right now, go do large-scale media buys, and you did it and it didn't work, you're like, that media buy thing doesn't work. Vince just robbed me of $25,000 or $15,000 because you've never done it. You're not comfortable with it. If you've never advertised on Facebook and I tell you to go do it, you you're comfortable with Facebook. You've seen ads. You know people that are using Facebook ads to get results. So even if you didn't get a result, you're going to be like, okay, I need to get better at this. So mentally going into it, okay, you're already in a better place. So I tell you, if it's Twitter, if it's Instagram, if it's YouTube, whatever it is, I encourage you to use the one that you feel the most comfortable with and then invest in learning how to do it the right way. Don't be like me and blow $1,000 just because you hear a concept without buying a course or learning from a mentor. I learned the hard way. So don't be stupid as I was.
That's cool. So what's some of the greatest advice that you might have got from a mentor? Because I know you're in this space now where you invest in masterminds. You're just a part of elite groups of people. And a lot of those groups require investment from you. So I know you're hearing some amazing results. You're hearing a lot of things that maybe the average person may don't hear. This is why I do the podcast, because I literally go to some of the greatest minds in the world and be able to give this advice to someone who's getting started or someone who's trying to go from six figures to seven or seven to eight. So what would you share? What's some of the best advice that, it don't got to be the best advice, but some advice that really was like, man, I need to hear that, or that really helped me.
Yeah, so the best advice that I can give you, I'll tell you my advice to you is, try to, if you can, lead with education over just selling. Like, so for example, like a lot of times, if you look at a lot of the companies out there, they're constantly just throwing their products at people. You can make sales. You could make sales that way, but I think long term, if you can lead, especially on social, if you can lead with education, that's it. That's gonna give you an advantage in the long run. With that said, you have to have consistency in mind. You aren't going to do anything in 90 days and it be successful. You've got to be consistent. The average person is going to do it for a couple of weeks. I believe one of my biggest skill sets is that I literally out-consistent my competitors and I out-teach them. All right. So even if you aren't good at sales, even if you aren't really knowledgeable in what you know, you're better off saying, hey, I just bought a Facebook course today. I learned this new cool lead generation strategy. Let me share with you what I learned. Hey, inside the course today, like, let them know you're a beginner and show them what you're learning. People love that. They love to see growth in you, right? And people also hate to feel left behind, right? So if you can show people that you're actually growing and you're providing information off of the things that you're learning, that you're growing on, they'll naturally navigate towards you because they're not even there. Right? So if you lead with education, and then obviously at that point, once you can build that community and you build that starving crowd, at that point, it's pretty simple to generate revenue and sales. Now, in terms of what I hear from like higher level people, like in the masterminds I attend and like mentors, this is kind of high level, but I would tell you that you've got to figure out, and even I struggle with this at times, you've got to figure out a way to create systems where the systems run the business, but people run the systems. All right. Like that's the biggest thing you've got to figure out how to do. Another thing would be like focus in on revenue generating activities. All right. So a lot of times you end up playing around on Facebook or doing something that has nothing to do with your bottom line or complaining about something that you can't even change, even if you wanted to. Focus in on generating revenue generating activities. And one of the things that the high level people do is they're more so focused in on sales. So they like position themselves to have, they'll hire someone like me to do their marketing, right? They'll hire somebody else to manage their teams. So all they've got to do all day is figure out new creative ways to sell their products and services. Because all the other intangibles that you're trying to focus on each and every day, you're wasting time. Like imagine if you knew you could wake up every day, leads were coming in, the systems were in place, the sales were happening, and all you could do was come in and lay down all day and come up with creative ideas to sell your products and implement those into the systems. That's how you're able to scale. So when you can put your business in a situation where systems are running the business and people are running the systems, I think that that's kind of like what is talked about on a lot of these high-end masterminds.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's amazing. One of the things I got from Billy, you say, I pay a mentor like $7,500 a month. And one of the things he said, it's not always about that you're hearing some next level stuff. It's more like you're actually applying it, number one, and you're actually doing it. So one of the things he mentioned was build business credit even when you don't need it. Like he said, just something that simple helped change the direction of the business. Because if things ever did go bad, now we have $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million in in capital or you know, in credit that we can use. Right. So sometimes it'd be the simple things that we wouldn't even think about, but it's like, yo, they're game changing pieces of information.
It's so true. And a lot of the big things that you'll find are really small. Like a lot of times people are going into things looking for this like massive answer or something they're like, you know, that's like groundbreaking and like this revolutionary like tactic. Don't look at like a cheat code or like some like, you know, hack. Like those only last a short amount of time. Like you want things that you can do in your business that can sustain the test of time, and investing in yourself, investing in different mentors is great. And the last thing I'll tell you is focus, man. You really are what you focus on. You gotta literally, you know, I'd rather you focus in on one thing. One of my mentors used to always say, if you have 10 businesses, you really don't have one. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have 10 businesses, but you got to get that one like working before you start doing 10 different businesses. So if you've got 10 businesses, you really don't have one. So what is your one business right now? Like the book, The One Thing. Like what is the one thing that you focus on each and every day? Figure out that one thing that you do better than everyone else and do that, and then find people and put people in place to do the other things.
Wow, major. That's major. What would you share with us, Vince? We're about to wrap this up a couple more. What would you share with us with, I'm big now, on like, I want to hear about your mistakes. We know you're successful. We know you generate millions. We know that, you know, you do some of the most amazing things in the world. Share with us some mistakes that you wish you could have avoided or that you tell other entrepreneurs to avoid. Like there's a lot of things that I tell people. I'm like, yo, one of the greatest investments I have ever made is going to live events. Because I get the opportunity to meet people like you, meet people like Billy, and I can't meet those people by not actually being there. So many people continually miss out going to live events, not leaving out of their city, and that's a mistake that I try to tell people, do not, whatever it costs, you just need to go get in those rooms because you can't put a price on those relationships. So do you have any advice you want to share on that aspect, like mistakes you made or something that is necessary in today's market?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I make a lot of mistakes. Every single day I make mistakes. And you learn from your mistakes. I mean, that's where you see growth. And I do agree with you on the events. Almost every person that I know, my network, I've met at live events. So, I mean, that's how we met, right? So we're here on a podcast because we connected. So yeah. Like that's, so you definitely, I say that all the time. People don't get it, but you need to do that. Okay, so mistakes I've made from a monetary perspective. When I got started, I didn't really understand monetization very much. I didn't understand that sometimes you can't offer what you think people want. You got to offer what the people want, right? And like sometimes I would do things based off what I wanted instead of just asking. Like if you're building an email list and you want to offer something, send an email out and say, hey guys, what are you struggling with? And create that and then offer that. Like just something that simple. Like I would do things just to do it or do something that I saw someone else doing, and that wasn't what my audience wanted, right? Another thing, which goes down to failure, was just lack of consistency. Like I found myself early on because I feel like I've got this superpower of marketing and lead generation. Like imagine being able to get leads and customers for anything. It's like, I want to sell this. I want to create that. I want to do this. So I'm doing all these projects and nothing's really taken off because I'm like focused on 100 different things. So focus has always been a problem. Not investing in mentorship fast enough. I made so many mistakes because I didn't just go out there and ask for help. I was too prideful. My pride will get you killed. So don't be proud. Don't be prideful. Like my favorite quote is the wise learns more from the fool than the fool learns from the wise. All right. That means you can learn from everybody. If you're a person and you go, I can't learn from that person. He's not successful yet or he's failed before. Then you are the fool. Because that person that failed before has lessons that they've learned. If you look at almost every successful entrepreneur, they'll all tell you that they've had more failures than they've had success. So it's just really improving that. And then the last thing I would tell you is I wasn't mentally tough enough to sustain business. So my failures, a lot of times, I wasn't mentally tough enough or I didn't have the financial IQ to really get to that next level. So like a lot of times people start off and they go, I want to create a seven-figure business. You can't create a seven-figure business, so you create a 1,000-figure business, then a $10,000 business, then a $100,000 business. That should be the goal. And then once you do that, if you don't know how to get to that next level, you have to do things like we're doing right now. Find people that have done that. Once you're at a level to reach it, So I think that just not understanding the levels to the game that you've got to be a problem.
That's literally major, man. Thank you so much. Guys, I hope you're absolutely enjoying this episode. A lot of gems have been dropped on this particular chat. So I see you. One of my goals next year, I'm getting that 2 Comma Club Award. I know, how did it feel to get one? I know it probably felt like regular, but you know.
You know what?
I love Russell, man. That's why I just love this guy.
Yeah, you know, it feels good. You know, I mean, we've been fortunate to do really well. And, you know, it's cool because, you know, I don't have to say, oh, I built these companies. You can just kind of show the award and say, hey, you know, we've done it. But yeah, it felt good. And I think that, you know why? It's not about the money. You know, the amount of money you make represents the amount of value you offer the world.
The amount of money you make represents the amount of value you offer to the world.
Yeah. So to me, like when you see people that are successful, you know that they're putting value in the marketplace. So that's what I'm more proud about than anything.
Good. That's fire, man. Vince, I want to just say thank you so much. Anything, any way our audience can support you, tell us where we can find you at on Instagram and on your website in case someone needs your company to set up their ads. I think it's setupmyads.com, but I want you to just leave that information here, and we're also going to put in the show notes.
Absolutely. I got one other thing I just want to tell your audience.
Please, just give us some.
Yeah. And this is for people that really want to be successful.
Yeah.
This is a quote I live by that I read every day. It's outside of the one I just shared with you. But if you want to make a lot of money, you want to be successful, you have to realize that your level of expertise must match your expectations. Mm. Right? So if you want to make $1 million, but you're not an expert, you haven't put in the sweat equity, then you're not going to be a millionaire. Like, you've got to build and improve your personal value level to be able to get to that next level of wealth. It's not going to happen. Like, even if here's the thing, I've had people come over and I will show them my funnel. This is what I'm doing every day. This is how I'm doing it. They'll go home and they won't do it because they'll struggle with some component that their expertise is not there yet. Like, I can get on a video and just start talking, but I've done a million Facebook lives. I've done a lot of video to be able to do that. And that could be one of the reasons why my funnel's converting better, because I have more practice at it. So if that's something that you're struggling, you got to raise your expertise level to match your expectations. So don't have $1 million expectations and you look back, you got $2 expertise. All right. So that's what I would tell you guys just moving forward if you are struggling. Because for me, I need a way to quantify where I'm at. Because sometimes people say, I've been working for 6 months and I'm not going anywhere. And all they've done is put up an ad and drove traffic to somebody else's page, and that's what they think has done something. But there's a lot of components to that, okay? They haven't built relationships. They haven't done a lot. So anyways, I'll stop on that. So remember, improve your personal value level. That's first. Read books.
What's your favorite?
My favorite book is, did I lose you? I don't know if I lost you.